think this man had would have really enjoyed it yesterday afternoon. The winner with Glen Oyl in the first of the stakes races, a Hawkesbury Gold Rush. Then they backed it up with the Hawkesbury Gold Cup with Kingsguard. And Michael Hawkes, the trainer, has been good enough to join us this morning, bright and early. Michael, good morning and congratulations on the stakes double. And it's a good race day, isn't it, the Hawkesbury race day? Great feel to it. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, boys. How are you going? First of all, thank you very much. And second of all, Ray, it's definitely good for racing, I feel, personally, to have a standalone. Obviously, we had Hawkesbury yesterday and Scone's coming up in a couple of weeks' time. But, you know, for these provincial clubs to have a big day like this, it really means a lot. And, you know, obviously prize money's increasing all the time. And that's what we can really ask for these sort of meetings when the clubs that put them on. They do a great job.
Yeah, and turnover's not affected either because they
goes up.
Yeah, they charged in again yesterday. Speaking of King's Squad, interesting. Brenton Abdullah rode on Tuesday, Michael, and said, oh, gave me a good feel, then gets the ride on Wednesday. But from what I understand, that's not the way that Kingsguard normally trains. Is it a change in the horse? How'd that come about?
Jimmy, he's a funny thing. Look, he's an old war horse, and Brenton rode him Tuesday and rode him in the gallop. And generally, as a rule, I don't usually put Brenton on the rides that he's on Saturday because I don't want him knowing more than me. But, you know, that's I put him on Old King's Guard on Tuesday, and he actually worked very good. And he went to the line solid, and Brenton did come back and said, geez, this horse is flying. And I said, well, he is. So he said, where's he? And I said, Saturday. He said, am I on him? I said, oh, well, I don't really know yet. I can't tell you that information. You just got to ride the horse in the morning. So we had a little bit of a chuckle together. And obviously, Brenton was booked and, you know, rest is history. He rode him outstanding yesterday and he just tracked up the leader, Ecuador, and peeled out at the right time. And to be fair, it's been a bit of an up-and-down ride for Brenton the last sort of 5 weeks since he won the slipper. He's had a few outs and, you know, we've had some good talking and that's what it's about. It's about team and, you know, he rode the polished race yesterday and I know he's had his critics over the last sort of 5 weeks, as I said, but that's what we do. We stick solid and got the result done.
Yeah, got the stakes double yesterday. Hey, Michael, just with Kingsguard, horses can find their niche in racing, so to speak. It seems for Kingsguard, anything over 1,600 metres or the old mile, he's very effective.
He is, Ray. When we got him from Windsor Park, you know, they had high hopes of him as a younger horse. And obviously he'd been a three-year-old when he came to us. And they sort of wanted to go to Queensland. And we just sort of played it down a bit and said, look, send him over. We'll try and win some races in Sydney and see where the journey takes us rather than really throw him in the deep end, so to speak. So they did that, and look, he's been a fantastic horse for them. He's always been thereabouts, as I said in the pre-race interview. He's only a length or two off his best. I think with this horse, he really shines when he just gets left to his own devices. He's a quirky horse. He's a funny horse. You've really got to get him into a rhythm. And even, you know, the couple of starts before here in Sydney, he's just over-raced a touch, and he just hasn't really hit the line as good as we thought he could. But yesterday, as I said, it just panned out. Brenton stalked the leader. Tempo's a massive thing in racing, and you've just got to keep that tempo, you know, going. And he's one fine example. Just if anything goes wrong, he just doesn't hit the line as good as what he should. But yesterday, he actually put him away the last sort of 1,500 metres, which was probably the best. And honestly, I think since we've had him, personally think, actually Dad and I spoke last night on the phone on the way home in the car, it's probably his best win that we've had, or best run, I should say, not win because he won, just how everything panned out and he really wanted to attack the line. So he's been a bit of a work in progress, but he's an old soldier and he just loves racing.
Glen Oyl, Michael, appreciated being back in class, I suppose, appreciated the blinkers being on, maybe not appreciated being three wide, but got the job done.
Yeah, Jimmy, it's not too bad. They're obviously drawing a wide barrier at Hawkesbury for that 1,100-metre run there. And look, barriers do win races, but Brenton rode the right race. Once again, he was going to have cover and he ended up getting in. Then he got pushed wide. Obviously, speed in the wind sort of kept up the inside. And if anything, as Brenton said, it probably gave the horse more confidence by that horse being on his hind quarter with the blinkers on because he did hear it. And he wanted to attack the line and, yeah, even going back to when we first got him, when he won I think it was benchmark 90 or 95 here at Rose Hill, first up for us. He won super that day and sort of really attacked the line. But look, as he's got older, blinkers went on, He's been running in good races or Group 1 races and dropping back to a stakes level. And, yes, he's been placed, I think, a couple of times at stakes level. But yesterday, just everything panned out. And hopefully that just sort of switches his mind on a little bit more so we can get an extra bit out of him.
Michael, Glenall and Kingsguard, where to next for them, mate?
Ray, honestly, probably Scone for Kingsguard at this stage. We haven't penciled it in 100%, but it's a likely option, given it's a big track and it's a mile, and he does really appreciate the mile. Glenall maybe on the same day in the stakes race. I think it's the Oratensia, the 1100 there, or maybe Brisbane the same day in the Group 1. So, look, we're just sort of humming and hawing about him. He's more a fresher sort of horse, and it's probably might just creep up a little bit too much on him.
Right.
Hence, that's why we've spaced his runs. But it all depends on how they pulled up. I'm at stables now, and they've pulled up well this morning, but it's the next day or two that will really determine how they are and where we go.
Latest news, Esther Jarb and the Everest?
Well, Esther Jarb's great. Can't complain. She's spelling really, really good as far as the Everest go. No news on that. Haven't heard a thing, and we're worried about her getting her back. So, look, it's hard for three-year-olds, or especially, you know, two-year-olds going to three-year-olds and taking on that sort of company. I know we've seen it with She Will Reign.
But, yeah.
Whatever she does, she's definitely going to be better as a four-year-old. And, look, whether she hits those sort of peaks early, we may just concentrate on the three-year-old races with her. And but, look, we've ruled nothing out. Nothing's on the table yet. She's having a great spell. We haven't even looked at it. We'll wait until she gets back into work, and then we'll assess sort of where we go and what we do. But,
and you've still got Chautauqua too, Michael. You've still got Chautauqua in the background.
Yeah, Chautauqua's so, there too, Ray. Everyone's forgotten about him at the moment, which is quite good. he'll have one more go, and he's out there spelling and, at the moment. But, you know, if he comes back, and sure, you know, if he happened to run in an Everest, if he was performing like he used to and happened to win that, I think they'd rip the grandstand off.
They would, to be honest. Hey, look, Mike, I reckon they almost ripped the grandstand off a couple of times at Hawkesbury yesterday. It was such a big day. The crowd was terrific. And those two stakes races, great for the stable and Brenton Abdullah. Thanks for joining us this morning, Michael.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Cheers.